listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Here on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. And so we have a big hoi winding its way to Wellington. Oh, it's going to be so big. What a madness. What a performance. What an embarrassment. The Prime Minister of the day, Mr. Luxon, rightly or wrongly, has said this legislation will never make it into law. It's a dead duck, he said. Still, the Maori radicals and activists are up in arms, outraged that this bill could be introduced to our parliament and given to a referendum for the people to decide what the principles of the treaty are, which follow from the articles. Seed sovereignty, everyone equal, own your property. Simple as. Don't know what the drama is. But of course, over time, judges, politicians, and bureaucrats have imbued this treaty with a significance that it never had, never should have had. None of it is any good. Oh, it's a partnership becomes a principle. There's no concept of partnership in that treaty. Get your head read. Now the activists are saying, we never ceded sovereignty. Well, I wish I'd known that 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Because didn't we embark on this great settlement process? Here you go. Here's some money to compensate you for these terrible wrongs that have been done. If there was no sovereignty ceded, no need to pay any money because you don't recognise the crown. Have I got that wrong? And what does it mean, no sovereignty ceded? I never ceded any sovereignty at any time in my life. And unfortunately, I got a government, and if I don't do what they tell me, I get put in jail. No one in a funny way has ceded sovereignty. It's sort of the world in which you live in, not some make-believe world where you pretend history could have been different and therefore let's make it up what it would be. What would it even mean? Oh, I know what. We've got to have our own parliament and our own money and our own. Okay. Funny enough, that might be a good solution. I'd love to see the Maori Party with a big chunk of New Zealand, give them the North Island and they can run that. See how it goes. There's no end to this, right? I never agreed with one settlement because it's a conceit. It's a lack of humility. It's this idea that you can make everything just and right in the world. That we're so good at making everything just and right in the world here and now and for the future that we can reach back in time and achieve historical justice. We can put back wrongs that were done 100 years ago and make it good. I thought it was mad that tribes could sort of have an individual identity, sort of like they're a person, and they could be wronged and they could be compensated for. They had to make up a legal construct for the tribes. And of course, isn't that a money machine for the elite and a power machine, as the tribes now run increasingly New Zealand through the Resource Management Act? and other pieces of legislation. But then it got madder. Chris Finlayson, he said a river could be a person. And it could be offended against. That was my phone going off. It thought it was so mad, probably because I mentioned Chris Finlayson. So not only a tribe is like an individual made by law, so too is a river. Oh, and a mountain. We can do it all. The madness has to stop. Oh, we got the benefit of some King's Council lawyers all writing in. Oh, this is terrible. You can't have Parliament debating the principles of the treaty, and you can't have the people, the hoi polloi, the deplorables, the garbage. They can't be deciding, ordinary Maori, ordinary people, they can't be deciding what the principles are. No, we've got a system where we do it with our judge mates. Oh, because we're so clever. And they come up with the idea of partnership and the not ceding of sovereignty. So how can you be a King's Council? What the heck? And who the hell are you? Just because you've got a fancy degree and are recognised by government to be a King's Council to decide what the policy is. And who put you, like some landed lord, over the rest of us so that our views on a referendum or with who we elect to Parliament doesn't count? The arrogance of these people. Jenny Shipley weighed in. Oh, David Seymour, he's causing civil war. No, he's not. He's got elected to Parliament with a party. He's drafted up a bill. He's put it into Parliament. He got sufficient votes for Chris Luxon to agree to put it to first reading. That's how democracy works. It doesn't cause civil war. What causes civil war are the Jenny Shipleys of this world, saying that people should be different, treated differently according to who their great ancestors were. David Seymour's not causing it by saying we should be all equal by the law. And what's causing the civil unrest are the organisers of the Hikoi. Just understand what they're organising for. They are opposed to the elimination of racial preference and tribal preference. They want to keep it and expand it. They want to say there was no sovereignty ceded, that we are a sovereign people within New Zealand. You have to consult with us for everything. Doug Graham promised we'll do these settlements. No private land will be affected. And then we'll all move on into the sunny uplands of New Zealand. Fat chance. Once the money tap was turned on, it can't be turned off. King's councils, the judiciary, the bureaucracy, the Maori elite, the politicians, they all grow and they fatten on this grievance. And they look down upon the rest of us. Sadly and wrongly, they make it about pitching Maori against non-Maori. That's not what this is. This is actually about us, the people, Maori and non-Maori, complaining about the tyranny sitting over the top of us, the bureaucracy, the politicians, the judges, the QCs, the Maori elite, the iwi authorities, telling us what's what, and upset because David Seymour has given us the opportunity for us to have a say. Oh, better not allow that. You're on Rally Check Radio. Send us a text, 2057. Email us at inbox@rallycheck.radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.